The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. That's right. Dr. Dave's. Really? I'm a doctor? Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Actually, I hope he comes back before we finish this anniversary show. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife needs me out of the house. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, like today, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds, which is a lot of milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, that should be the most obvious thing ever. We have no idea what's going to happen. We actually do not. And we don't care, mostly. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here you go. Something we always start with on Monday to get things going, to get people moving in the right direction. We have people that listen on this show all over, not only all over Texas, but all over California. Actually, in different states all over the United States, plus different countries. Here it is. These people are prayer warriors. Here you go. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? What do you need? That's why we're here. That simple. Hey, it's easy to understand that there are times where you need help. And if you need that help, we want to be here to encourage you, to bless you, to strengthen you, to help the best way we can. Now, the best help comes from the Lord. But if we petition together as brothers and sisters, it is the wisest of all moves, because the best answer to everything is more of God, not more of politicians, more of God. That's the best answer. There you go. So if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We actually do consider that sad, and we don't want that to happen. We want you to reach out and give us a call. Our number here, pretty simple, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like hitting into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday and happy 5-year anniversary.
Thank you so much, my friend. Happy Monday to you, and thank you for joining me during the 5-year anniversary show. That's right, folks. 5 years in the Texas land, 5 previous years in the San Diego land. So listen, if you're in San Diego right now where it's just at 11:36, about 5 seconds away, if you're in Denver where it's 12:36 as of this moment. If you're in Dallas, where it's 1:36 right now, and if you're in Detroit, where it's 2:36, listen, you can reach out to us. You can join us on this anniversary show. 5 years we did in San Diego, 5 years now in Texas. Dallas, the big state, the Lone Star State. Yes, sir. And it has been a blessed time, I will say that. So 10 years in radio. We were just asking the Lord for just a little bit more, just another 15 years. That's right. You think, is he going to give it to you? I have no idea. Doesn't mean I can't ask, right? There you go. So here it is. I'll make this real simple. If you've got something that's going on, you need prayer. Hello. We will pray for you. Why? Because it's awesome to be together with brothers and sisters. The Bible is very clear in Galatians chapter 6, where it teaches us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it together. Do you love Jesus? Okay, you're in. Let's go. See, all these big things. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. You know what? One Heavenly Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Number two, we are blood relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ. Number three, we drink of one Holy Spirit. Our thirst is quenched by one Holy Spirit. It's like, wow. That keeps the unity. What it gives us the unity. What we're told to do is keep it. Because man has a wonderful way of trying to lose things, doesn't he? Just think of the garden and you'll go, oh, yeah, that's true. Here it is. Maybe you've got something going on. It's a prayer because maybe you got a praise report. The Lord has done something phenomenal. It doesn't matter if it's big or little. The little things need to be acknowledged. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when you give a praise report, you reinforce it in your own life. You bless other people who hear it. And you honor the Lord God Almighty and bring glory to his name. Now, how is that bad? That's a good thing. Maybe you got something you just want to share. Maybe there's something on your mind or on your heart. Maybe the Lord's shown you something in Scripture. It could be any of those things. All of those things are valid. We're going to be doing a little bit different stuff today, but before we get to the little bit different stuff, let me give you a couple other ways to get a hold of us. You can put up a billboard sign, but we won't see it because we're inside of a building, in the center of the building. You can have a paper airplane and throw it towards the door. It will not get through, but you can do it. You can stand on your roof and go, David, but I probably will not hear that either since I have a headset on. But you can, besides call us, text us. Well, that's good. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Definitely non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email. What? An email? Yeah. David@hemustincrease.org. D-A-V-I-D at A with a circle around it. He must increase from John330.org because we're a nonprofit corporation. That's why. So you can email David@hemustincrease.org. You can text 214-210-8483 or you can call 972-445-0770. Just because you guys don't know what's coming, I'll tell you now, there will be more than the normal trivia questions.
What?
Whoa. Whoa. And with every trivia question, there will be a prize.
What?
So I'll tell you right now what it is, because I have no reason not to. If you are a first-time caller, and you've never called the show before, and you call, and you do a trivia question and answer, you will get a $50 gift certificate. And that's not bad. If you are a more than first-time caller, you've called multiple times, you will get a $25 gift certificate, but we'll be doing 6 or 7 trivia questions. So we are giving it away. And don't say, well, I don't want to call because I don't want the ministry to give me money. No. No, no. Wait. Bad dog. No, no. Here's the bottom line. We've already delegated the money. It's already been set aside. There's no point in doing that, okay? We're giving the money away one way or another. We want first-timers to call. We want old-timers to call. We want in-between first-timers and old-timers to call. It should be fun. So the first thing we're going to do is open up with a trivia question because This is the Abnormal Show, the anniversary show. By the way, do we have any anniversary music that might help me understand this? What do we have?
I think we do.
What do we have?
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh!
There you go. Excellent
job. There you go.
Excellent job. I just want to say that right away. Here's your first trivia question. Get ready. And we are going to be praying. So we're going to be praying for, I got to pray for Easton. We got to be praying for Pete, who is connected to Mimi, plus a young girl. We're going to be praying for them. Not quite yet, but soon enough. Get ready for that. But here's your first trivia question. What is the fifth book? Why did we say fifth book? I don't know. Is it our fifth anniversary? What is the fifth book in the Old Testament? What is the fifth book in the Old Testament? Do not hesitate to call. By the way, we will not be giving gifts away for people that text. You have to call because we got to get the information. Do not hesitate because you're thinking, oh, I don't want to take money from them. Take money. Give us a chance to be blessed by giving to you. Okay? All right. To call, you call this number, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text us and give the answer, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And you can also send us an email.
An email?
Yes. David@hemusincrease.org. So let me just make it clear as I can. The trivia question, the fifth book in the Old Testament. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say most of you will know this, and that all these trivia questions should be kind of like that, except for one. It's going to be a little bit harder. Now, when you call in, I have asked Jacob to get your name, phone number, email, and then various information. Once he gets that, he will give me a thumbs up so I can know that the person is ready to go. Do we have a thumbs up for this person on the phone?
I can get their information after the trivia.
You got it. Okay, let's have that person come on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Shell.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Shell.
Shell, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You sometimes you text in. Is this your first call?
This is my first call ever.
Oh,
I got a couple things to share with you.
Awesome.
I'll even answer the question first. How about that?
That is awesome of you. Let me set it up, and then I'll lay it out for you. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The fifth book in the Old Testament. What is that book called?
That would begin with a D and goes, sounds like Deuteronomy.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! You are so right! And it sounds like Deuteronomy, and it is Deuteronomy. Excellent job.
Yes, it is.
Excellent job.
Okay. Got a couple answers to prayer. I know you. I've textured you in regards to a job, and I'm going to preface it by saying, be careful what you ask for, because all of a sudden you get not only that answered, but all the other little things in regards to health and fitness and money and continued blessings answered all at once, and that kind of happened to me.
Wow.
It's kind of awe-inspiring. And humbling, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that is amazing. I mean, that is so cool because the Lord, this is that thing where you get into Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Not only did he answer you, but now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And there it was, right there. What a blessing.
I'll give you one small example of one of the answered prayers, which was, I said, you know what, I'm going to be very specific. And so I said, I want to be able to continue to do my devotions in the morning. And I get carried away. So the next thing you know, I'm 2.5 hours into reading text, scripture, and prayer. And as I was having my second interview, the lady goes, how does 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock sound to you? I kind of knew at that point that it was a done deal.
See, I know, and this as a morning devotion person, I know exactly what that means.
Exactly. So there you have it, my friend.
That is awesome, awesome, awesome. I just want to say it's awesome. Okay, first of all, great phone call. Great sharing. Great job. Excellent. I do want you to hang on. You're going to talk to Jacob. He's going to get a little info. Let us be a blessing.
Okay.
Even this little thing, just let us do it. And,
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome. What a great testimony. 11 o'clock. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I guess I'll fight through it.
So phenomenal. What a blessing, man. That is so good. What a great, great opening call on this. I'll never forget this all my entire life. That was just excellent job. All right, hang on the phone, okay? And then Jacob's going to get your info. If you get disconnected, call him right back, okay? So just do that.
Okay, okay? I'll do that, brother.
Right, thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Jacob's going to get that info. Grab that. You know, I could not script that. This is what you guys got to get. The best part about this show, can't script it. You can't make this stuff up. It's not possible. It's just like, I really want to keep my devotions going, Lord. Okay, well, here's a job offer for you. 11 a.m. to, okay. Come on. All right, we're going to go to prayer. The whole show is going to be just different. So just buckle in. I mean, just buckle in. It's just easier that way. Let's pray. So we're going to pray for Easton. We need to be praying for Easton. Yesterday was Addie Bug's birthday, and she had a nice birthday, but Easton was really, really sick. So we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for Pete. So Pete is connected to our Mimi, and Mimi is our on fire for the Lord. Literally, I would say that the closer she gets to seeing the Lord face to face, the more on fire she is for Him. So we're gonna for the Lord. So we're gonna pray for Pete, who she knows, who was in a bad accident, and then this young girl who received these tracks and so on. So we're gonna pray for these three people. So take your faith, put it with my faith. Let's bring it before the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and you are phenomenal. That's just like what a gift you just gave to me, Lord, in that phone call. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy, Lord. So blessed. You're just such a blessing to all of us, Lord. You pour it out upon us, and we are so unworthy. So we can only give our best, which is the offering of praise, the fruit of our lips giving thanks. So thank you. And I want to lift up Pete to you, who's connected to our dearest Mimi. And we just ask that you would bring healing, tough accident, tough recovery, tough process. Please bring healing into Pete, into his body, into his mind, into his spirit. And please help this young girl who's received tracts that teach about your love and your grace, and let her make a decision that will grant her life if she will but humble herself before you. And Lord, we just lift up Easton and just ask you, Lord, I pray for my daughter and son-in-law almost the most, because I pray that they would just have the unbelievable anointed stamina to keep going. But I pray you'd bring healing into Easton's body. He needs healing in his mind. He needs healing in his body. He needs the healing power of the Most High God. And so we absolutely believe you are able. There is nothing impossible for you. We ask for healing for little Easton. We ask for healing for Pete and his struggle physically with cancer. We ask for this young girl to hear your voice. We ask that you'd help these people, and we pray this in the name and authority and power of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. All right, that is the way that we, I don't even know, I can't even tell you that's the way we get it going, because that's not even true. That's just awesome. Okay, all right. So that is one trivia question that we've done, right? So you don't know. I am going to be doing teachings like interspersed, so I don't want you to miss that. We're going to do a couple of teachings, and in fact, I'm going to do this one, which is an amazing teaching, and I love, love, love this teaching, and I really want you to catch it, and I want you to understand the fullness of it. I don't know how to say it any better way than that. This is what I would call a beautiful life-giving word. It's out of 1 Samuel of chapter 12, verse 20 and 22. And then there's an add-on, verse 24. And the only reason I'm not doing the 23 is because of time. This is Samuel. After the people acknowledged that they had made a boo-boo by asking for a king and not asking God to be their king, and so Samuel made that clear, that they made that mistake, and he said, let it thunder when it's not supposed to have thunder or rain, and it did, and the people were like, we made a mistake. So now here's Samuel responded to the people. 1 Samuel 12:20, "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you because they are useless. For the sake of the great name of the Lord, he will not reject his people because the Lord was pleased to make you his own." Verse 24 then says, "Consider what great things he has done for you." I want you to hear the power of this word. Just listen. It's so, so good. First Samuel says, don't be afraid. This is after they have acknowledged that they had done wrong. Samuel says, don't be afraid. And sometimes when we do something wrong, don't lie about it. It's like, that's why we even petition the Lord the same way David did, saying, don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to be on the wrong side of this thing. This is not where I want to be. And so Samuel says, you've done this evil. And the people acknowledge the evil. And yet he says, yet do not turn away from the Lord. This is a direct challenge to what Adam and Eve did when they did evil. They turned away from the Lord and hid. And this is exactly the opposite of what God wants. When you do something wrong, when you make a mistake, when you're wrong about it, when you say it, when you think it, when you do it, when you functioned in it, and you've done it wrong and you know it's wrong, don't turn away from the Lord. You don't need to be afraid. You need to turn towards him. The reason in the law that the priest goes into the very presence of God one day a year is to deal with sin, thereby using the law as a testimony that in order to deal with sin, you have to come into the presence of the Lord. Run to the Lord. Don't run away from God. Run to God. Don't turn away and be afraid and function in fear. Instead, you turn towards the Lord. So you acknowledge you've done it wrong, but don't give up. You serve the Lord with all your heart, just like the scripture says. And then Samuel drops this part in. These are all really good. Listen to these. Don't turn away after useless idols. They can't do you any good, nor can they rescue you because they're useless. The answer to that is don't go anywhere else. Don't go to somebody else. Don't go to something else. There's nothing else but the Lord. And then verse 22, for the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people because the Lord was pleased to make you his own people. So the nicest way I put the note on this is dudes and dudettes. He loves you. And he's not going to reject you. He wants you. He's glad to make you his kids. And if you do it wrong, turn to the Father. Turn towards him. It's all, you can take this entire passage in 1 Samuel 12, 20 and 22 and manifest it in the prodigal son. So it's just exactly what you can do. In verse 24 of 1 Samuel 12, it says, consider what great things he's done for you. In other words, think about all of these things that God has done for you. Think about all these awesome and incredible things the Lord has done for you time after time after time again. Here's a confession of my own sin. Things have gone pretty well in the last week since I've let things go. And you know what I noticed I wasn't doing? Writing down the thank yous the way that I did because things were going well. I felt like the Lord was challenging me, saying, put that stuff on the paper. Don't forget to keep those things in mind that I'm doing for you, that I'm blessing you with, those little things, those little moments. Stay in that mindset. Because when things go well, it's easy for people to forget. And it's like, okay, can't do that. So here's what it is. You've done this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Don't turn away after useless idols. They can't do you any good, neither can they rescue you, but they are useless. So forget that. Verse 22, For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. Verse 24, consider what great things he has done for you. Like, that is a beautiful, life-giving word. You've done it wrong, turn to the place that makes it right, to the Lord. Okay? Now, in this last little bit, because I only got about a minute, not going to do a trivia question, I'm going to do something else. So we have people who are listening, and they are in Texas, and they are in California, and they are in Denver, we happen to know, and they are in different states. We have a couple people listening in Tennessee, a couple people listening in Arizona. We know what some of that stuff's going on. People listening in Alberta, right? Okay. Here's the deal. Thank you. Thank you for the first 5 years. Thank you for the last 5 years. Of all the things I want to say to everybody out there, besides more of God is always the answer, thank you for loving on me, because that has blessed me and my family, and I will never forget that, nor will I forget you. Okay? All right. We're going to break here. So you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters?
That is correct, sir! You are right! And it's like, I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say it, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
I won't take up much time,
hopefully.
Absolutely.
I'll try to make it biblical, but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you'd understand. To set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it, and right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters, and he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm writing some letters here." And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and decided this is a time to talk to him. He says, "Now, here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer.
Okay.
What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?"
And
the sailor said, "Nah, that would be the sea, matey, the sea."
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the sea. It's the sea, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you.